Rubio directs U.S. diplomats to avoid comments that could harm Iran negotiations. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued a directive ordering American ambassadors in the Middle East to stop making public statements, interviews, or social media posts that could inflame regional tensions or complicate U.S. diplomatic efforts with Iran. The memo, obtained by The Guardian, emphasized that discipline in public messaging is critical amid rising tensions and ongoing high-stakes nuclear negotiations with Iran. The instruction was widely interpreted as a direct rebuke of U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee, who recently appeared on Tucker Carlson's podcast and said Israel had a biblical right to much of the land in the Middle East. His comments, invoking the covenant with Abraham from the book of Genesis, implied that Israel could rightfully claim territory spanning from the River of Egypt to the Euphrates. The remarks provoked condemnation from Arab leaders and alarmed the White House, which worried they could harden Iran's stance ahead of last-ditch talks. Rubio's unclassified cable, circulated on February 23, 2 days after Huckabee's statements, did not specifically name him, but its timing and distribution left little doubt about its target. White House officials reportedly expressed frustration over Huckabee's interference, with one source noting that President Trump was starting to get pissed and had not forgotten that Huckabee's daughter declined to endorse him in the last campaign. Meanwhile, Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, held extended negotiations in Geneva seeking a permanent nuclear deal with Iran. They demanded Iran dismantle its three principal enrichment sites, Fordow, Isfahan, and Natanz, destroy or surrender its remaining uranium stockpile, and accept a deal without sunset provisions, unlike the 2015 Obama-era agreement Trump withdrew from in his first term. Despite hours of talks, the effort appeared largely unsuccessful, and Iran rejected proposals to halt enrichment or ship materials abroad. The administration's deliberations on whether to authorize renewed airstrikes against Iran will partly depend on whether Witkoff and Kushner conclude that Iran is intentionally stalling. In the meantime, Rubio is expected to travel to Israel to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while the State Department declined to comment on the controversy. Huckabee later softened his stance during the podcast, saying he didn't believe Israel was asking to take it over, but his initial remarks had already drawn significant diplomatic backlash.